In Hebrews chapter 6, it talks about experienced periods of spiritual dullness and disinterest. Have you ever experienced that? Because we're emotional creatures, all of us as humans, made in the image of God, and as we grow tired and bored physically and mentally, as well as spiritually, and the writer of Hebrews has given us some practical advice as we pick up the scripture in Hebrews chapter 6, starting at verse 13 to the end of the chapter. And the subtitle to this is God's Promises Bring Hope. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. For example, there was God's promise to Abram. Since there was no longer one to swear by, God took an oath in his own name, saying, I will certainly bless you richly, and I will multiply your descendants in the countless millions. Then Abraham waited patiently and received what God had promised. When people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it, and without any question, that oath is binding. God has also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. So, God has given us both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we have fled to him for refuge and can take new courage, for we can hold on to his promise with confidence. The confidence is like a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls, and it leads us through the curtain of heaven into God's inner sanctuary. Jesus has already gone in there for us, and he has become our high priest in the line of Melchizedek. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of portions of Hebrews. God loves you. Have a good day.